Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. On today's show, we're talking about how the two of you can kickstart the new year in each of the six intimacies.
And there's a quote attributed to Anonymous around this very thing, and it says, "No one can go back in time and change what has happened. So work on your present to make yourself a wonderful future." And as we're starting about the new year, we want to encourage each and every one of you to be thinking about what's going to be that wonderful future for us in this new year. We want to welcome you to the One Extraordinary Marriage Show. We're so happy that you're here, especially if you're a first-time listener. Oh my gosh, welcome to the One family. You know, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage Show with a hug. And a hug's an opportunity to celebrate you guys, to celebrate the breakthrough that you've had in your marriage, the wins that you're having. And this hug came from an email that we received that starts with four very simple words. You saved our marriage. I found your podcast on Pandora when my marriage was on the rocks and I was into porn. I was actually looking for a sex podcast to change things up for myself when I saw your podcast and clicked on it.
Wow.
That may be the first time that we've heard that.
Thank you.
I listened to a couple of episodes, then called my wife. We're your typical married couple, kid in high school, full of activities. With all that was going on with our daughter, there was little time for our marriage. I'd confronted my wife many times about the lack of sex, and she would make some sort of attempt and then go back to the normal routine of one or two times a month. On that phone call, I told her about the 60-day sex challenge to see if she was up for it, and to my disbelief, she agreed. Wow. We made about 42 days in the 60.
Congratulations. They did better than us.
Yeah,
way to go.
Exactly.
Way to go.
He goes on to say, our marriage has done a complete 180.
Yeah.
Before this, she was worried that when our daughter left for college, that would be the end of our marriage because we weren't present in our marriage.
Oh.
We still have a lot to work on, but communicating is much better. Listen to this, you guys. This next line is so important. He said, it's like the girl I fell in love with 20 years ago is back. Our lives are still busy, but we make our marriage a priority.
That's what it's all about. Man, taking action, jumping in, being intentional, and look at that. I mean, well, what a great way to end the year. You know what I mean? What a great way to end 2020 with that hug, because it just shows that things can change. Breakthrough can happen. There can be a new beginning, a new year, new beginning. So let's jump on in.
Yeah, because that's what we're talking about today, right? And, you know, this, if you're listening to the show the first time it comes out, or when it comes out, it's the very last show of 2020. It's the show that's going to launch us into 2021. And because of that, you know, this is the time of year that people are thinking about new beginnings. You're thinking about what's to come, what's ahead. And you're also reflecting, like a lot of people do, on what has happened this past year.
And I think all of us want to just say, forget what happened. I'm not looking back. Don't want to think about it. Like, new year, new beginning. Let's go.
Well, and let's face it, for those of you in the One family, for us, you know, 2020 has been a really interesting year. We're just going to call it interesting. It's had some ridiculous lows. And, you know, in spite of all that, there have been some incredible highs. There's been a lot of uncertainty this year, whether it's due to mandates or lockdowns or just, you know, all of these times when it felt like someone else was dictating how we were going to be able to live our lives. And yet I have to say, just like this hug that I shared with you all, the One family is truly extraordinary. And the reason why I say that is because just like that couple where the husband said, you know, what can I do? Well, I'm listening to the show. I can call my wife and throw it out there. I don't actually think she's going to say yes, but I can ask. And that wife, you know, she took action and said, this, you know, sure, let's try it. Right. And they've had that one. And, you know, as I read that hug when it first came in, and thinking about where we are in just this transition from one year to the next, it got me thinking, you know, the question comes back, what can I do? Uh-huh. Right. What can I do in each of the six intimacies? What can I do to change my marriage? What can I do to make things extraordinary? Right. Because so much of 2020 has been about other people telling us how we're going to live our lives or what we're going to do. And we felt helpless in a lot of areas. But here's the thing, when it comes to your marriage, you can not only ask yourself the question, what can I do? But once you have that answer, you actually become empowered then to act upon that information, to act upon those thoughts. And because of this, and you know, this is always like my favorite time of the year. This is like the big reveal, right? Where we talk about what the hashtag is going to be for next year. Mm-hmm. And for 2021, the hashtag is going to be, what can I do? Because I'm tired of people, as a coach, I'm tired of people feeling like everything's being dictated to them and forgetting the power that they have to change this most intimate relationship. And so Tony and I are behind the mics today and we're like, you know what? You can do something. You are empowered. We're giving you permission to ask yourself this question and to act on it.
Yeah. And for some of you who've been part of the One Family and listening for years, you're probably going and scratching your head going, huh, that sounds familiar. Well, it is. Mm-hmm. Because we have believed in this one hashtag for so long. And as we step into 2021, it's like Elisa said, it's about taking that control in something that you can, which is your marriage, mm-hmm. where you can be intentional, where you can take action, and you can look at each and every week as we come behind these microphones and we share something with you to just be thinking, what can I do in this situation? Mm. What can I do? What can I do? Mm. And it can be big or small. And yet over the course of a year, over the course of 52 weeks, over the course of 365 days, what is your marriage going to look like? Mm-hmm. Your marriage. That's what we talk about here. We talk about extraordinary marriages. We talk about it from your emotional intimacy and your financial intimacy and your recreational intimacy and your spiritual and your physical and your sexual intimacy. What can I do in those areas? Mm-hmm. So that at the end of 2021, I can look back and go, you know what? We did some good stuff together. Mm-hmm. And I took action.
Well, and you know, I'm just listening to you talk and I think, you know, the world at large, society at large, you know, makes it really easy for us to say, well, look outward, right? Look to your spouse and say, well, if our circumstances changed or if you changed, then I would or I could. But we want to encourage you today, like to grab hold of that vision. And you know, as we're coming around the six intimacies and say, you know, what if I went after the changes? What if the vision was so big and we had it posted everywhere, like what it was going to look like, what our vision was for these intimacies, what our goals were, like what if it was on your bathroom mirror or mm-hmm. on your refrigerator or your lock screen on your phone? And you're like, hold on a second. This is what I'm working towards. This is, you know, I'm going beyond saying, you know, I want our marriage to be better in 2021. And let me tell you something. This is Elisa putting on her coach hat for just a second. Just saying you want a better marriage or you want a good marriage or you want extra, like that's so flipping vague, you guys. We got to get into specifics. You, mm-hmm. The coaching client tells me they want better. And I'm like, what the heck does that mean? What does it mean to you to have a better marriage? Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you to focus on the, like get specific with what you can do in your marriage this next year. Because if you sit down and you look at all six of the intimacies, right? These six pillars that are holding up your marriage and you had actionable items in each one of those, in each of the six, like where would you be at the end of this next year?
Yeah. And if you're sitting there going, wait a minute, what six pillars are we talking about? What is all this? We have an amazing book that we wrote that you can grab for free called The Six Pillars of Intimacy. Go grab it. Mm-hmm. It's a quick read, but really what we're doing is we want you to see the foundation to your marriage. Each of these pillars hold up your marriage. Mm-hmm. And each of these pillars can or cannot, or may not have cracks in them. And so you begin to look at each pillar and you go, okay, this is what we're doing really awesome here. And this is what we want to do in 2021. And maybe another one you're like, man, this one's been a little bit tougher. Like there's some real cracks in this one. And we need to really address this over the next year, over the first quarter. So to get the Six Pillars of Intimacy ebook, go to sixpillarsofintimacy.com.
And I want to say, you know, a lot of us this time of year, like we've talked about the fact that it's a reflection of the past year and what's to come. And a lot of us will start thinking of ideas, right? Like, oh, I think I want to do this. And all these ideas sort of sit in our head. And we're like, oh, okay, yeah, you know, it's sitting up there, right?
We do this too.
We do that. Yeah, there's no finger pointing. This is kind of more revelation on what Tony and Lisa have done and do. And this is why we're doing this show, so that we can get out of our own heads. But you think about these ideas and that's a great start, but you got to take that next step. Mm-hmm. It's the conversations with your spouse. It's sitting down and writing down, looking at each of the six pillars saying, what am I going to do here?
And if you're not a writer, maybe you're a journal, maybe you're a drawer, maybe you're a vision board type person, maybe you're a scrapbook type person and couple, whatever that may look for you.
Mm-hmm. Because research shows that if you actually like put it on paper in whatever form speaks to how your brain works, you're going to be much more likely to accomplish them. And, you know, when we were looking at intimacies, we didn't plan it this way, but it's such a beautiful thing that there are six pillars of intimacy and there are 12 months in a year, which, just a little fun fact, that means that you can really focus on each of the intimacies in a really concerted effort two times during the year. If you do that in each of the six, where are you going to be at the end of the year? What is that going to look like? And we're going to talk through, literally, you guys, this is real time with Tony and Lisa. We're going to talk through each of the six pillars, thinking through that concept of what can I do? And we're doing this because we want to equip the two of you to be able to have this conversation.
Yeah. And so just as a heads up, here's how Elise and I have set this up. And it may be for you guys as well. We're not going to dictate how you do that, but I'm going to just give you a heads up. We know we want to look at our six pillars. Mm-hmm. And we got to get the conversation started some way, somehow. This isn't going to be an exhaustive conversation, this first one for us. It's going to be sort of high level. Let's just talk about some things. Mm-hmm. Let's start working through some areas, and then we'll come back to them because we'll gnaw on them a little bit and we'll dive deeper into them a little bit more. And so we have a awesome planner for you, like a little guide, just a one sheet guide that says, what can I do? It's going to have the year on it. And then it's going to have all six intimacies and each one's going to have five bullet points. Now, we're going to include that in the episode notes for you guys. Mm-hmm. You can use all of those bullet points or you may just use one. It's going to be up to you. For some of you, and we're going to just go right down the row here, and we're going to just start talking about it. Lisa and I are going to just start talking about it. So the first one's emotional intimacy. And what do we want to do? So when I think about this and I go, okay, our emotional intimacy, I am going to look back because I want to address how we started the year. We were doing our walk and talks pretty much every Saturday. I mean, Elise and I would get out to the beach. We'd get that time in together. And as lockdowns happened and mandates and our beaches were shut down, I began to get back on my bike. Mm-hmm. And getting on my bike meant that I want to ride on Saturdays.
And I'm happy to have him ride on Saturdays, you guys.
That's just the truth. But we've gotten a little bit away from our walk and talks, even our walk and talks around the neighborhood. So for me, in our emotional intimacy, I'd really love it if we can one day a week, get it on our calendar and go for a walk and talk somewhere, maybe outside of our neighborhood. But I really want us to do that.
And for me, you know, you guys might have heard a couple weeks ago when Tony and I were in the middle of our sex challenge and we shared that show around, you know, wrap up the year with the sex challenge, that one night we had an amazing time of just going.
That was last week's episode, by the way.
Sorry, guys. Sometimes they just all run together. I'm so glad he keeps me on track. But one of the things that happened during that challenge was that we had a night where we were just literally going down memory lane. And I think so often you and I, because of what we're building for the one family, because of what's going on with our kids and our lives, we're so focused on the present and the future that I feel like some of those memories need to be revisited again because there's a lot of connection. And it actually just makes me tear up right now just thinking through.
Is there some like journal or something that maybe we could pull out or find and take the time to do it? Because I understand the talking, which I love. Mm-hmm. And it was such a special moment there. But because we are just, and I am, I'm such a driver, and I do need to just stop and take these moments with you. But I'm also thinking of the future, and like, you're going to get me teared up now. I'm thinking of the future and just going, I want to see those though. Like, mm-hmm. I want to pull out those old pictures. Like, they're stashed away. Let's pull out the really good pictures of us. Like, the ones that we always want to look for. But maybe we can find maybe a book around it, and then just work through that over the course of a year.
Yeah. So we may create it. The next area is, let's go into physical.
Yeah. Let's go into physical intimacy. You know, we did a series on the kissing series. I would say with physical intimacy, I do enjoy that time and that just that physical touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the one where I think both of us can get a little laxed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the peck. It's not the passionate kiss. So I'd love for us to be able to really hone in on that aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I think other areas of our physical intimacy where we connect really great. I mean, we'll hold hands, we'll touch each other, we'll cuddle in bed. That type of physical intimacy we do, the kissing, I think for both of us tends to wane at times.
So we're going to call it the kissing year?
Yes.
The kissing year. All right. I'm just going to go with that. And you know, we want to get into the other four intimacies, but let's do that after this word from our sponsors. So the next one generally is we're going across. And if you've ever sat through, you know, the six pillars workshop, we always go in order. And the next one is financial intimacy. You know, what is that going to look like for us this year? We have a lot of transitions that will be happening this year because we have a child that will be, it's so hard to call him a child. Technically now he's a man.
He's a man. He's an adult.
He's an adult.
He turned 18.
That's such a weird thing to say. But he's going to be graduating from high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's going to be some financial, like we're already starting to think through what is that going to look like, because we don't know what the fall is going to look like for him because, you know, hey, 2020. So I feel like we need to have more conversations and actually just make time to start planning.
Yeah.
What that's going to look like. I don't have a definitive around that, but I feel like there are just some transitions because he's becoming an adult that like our finances are going to shift.
Yeah. I think this one for me is always the continue to tithe,
mm-hmm.
and whatever we tithe and give, we make sure we give to ourselves. So many, just so you guys know, and you guys can have these conversations like this with each other. I mean, because sometimes I'm just talking and I'll tell this and I'll say things again to Elise. And I'm like, you know, because there were years when we would tithe and we would give, but we didn't save for ourselves. And some years ago, I just realized like, if we're going to give, which I wholeheartedly believe in because I want to bless others.
Absolutely.
And we've seen the impact of us giving has had on our community, on people we know. So I don't want to give that up. And yet at the same time, I do want to make sure that we're saving for us for things that we want to do. I mean, financially, we need to put on there too. We need to come up with a game plan to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's been on our mind. We currently rent, and the market here in San Diego, as some of you may know, is fairly hot, and mm-hmm. we need to come up with that game plan on like what we're going to do to purchase. So yeah. I think those would be the big ones for me.
So the next intimacy is spiritual intimacy. And for me personally, this is an area that I've been giving a lot of thought. March of this year, I picked up a Bible that you can read in a year. And, you know, as this show is recording, I literally have made up January, February, March, and we'll be wrapping up the year, which I'm super, super proud of myself for just getting through the Bible in a year.
Yeah,
I've never done that.
That's amazing.
I've never done that, and I've seen the impact. And that's something that I know I want to continue being intentional about that for myself. But I also know that I need to up my game personally in praying for you. It really hit me. I was, you know, we record on Thursdays. I go to women's prayer on Thursdays, and it hit me as I was driving to prayer this morning that I have not prayed for you enough. And I see the stretch that that is happening in our lives spiritually. I see the stretch that's happening in your life. And I know for me to come alongside you and equip and encourage that I need to make sure that I am praying more deliberately for you more regularly.
Mm. I thank you for that. And I receive that. So when I think of spiritual intimacy, this is one where I feel like we're so different at times. Because to me, I would love for us to be able to pray together, mm-hmm. personally. I think it's something that we can do at times and we don't. I feel like we haven't. That's one area. The other part of it is just filling the house with worship music, which I know for you is one of those areas. So how do we work around? How do we make it work so that when we are working in the house and stuff, that we are listening and it's here? Because here's the difference. I love music, folks. Like, worship music is my praise, mm-hmm. and my prayer time. That's when I am like at my best. I love it. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to Brandon Lake and just listening to some of his music and just in tears, just crying, like bawling. I shared that same song with Elisa and she's like, yeah, that's great. but I don't take that against her or anything. I'm just saying that's where we're different, mm-hmm. when it comes to this. And guess what? We honor those because we have strengths in different ways. Elisa reading that Bible, or Elisa reading the Bible in a year, that is amazing. Like, that is not one of my strengths. Like, I read a chapter like or two a night and I'm like, I'm good. Like, that, rock on. Like, I'm mm-hmm. I'm feeling it. So I do feel like in this realm, we do need to get into this, like, all right, how are we going to pray together, mm-hmm. in strength? So that's...
Can I just make one comment, though,
yeah,
about
please.
This? Okay. So partly because of what my role is within One Extraordinary Marriage, it is very challenging for me to have other words circulating because I'm doing so much with words that, like, whether I'm sending emails or like, I can't, even when I sit in my office, well, I only have instrumental.
Why don't we get instrumental words?
Instrumental would totally be fine.
Okay.
But
that, I mean,
but you've tended to, like, well, you like I, to I actually did, be
I didn't
to
know
sing.
That. I honestly didn't know that that was the
Yeah, I can't handle
reason.
Extra words.
And I understand that because I have that app brain.fm, mm-hmm. where, like, when I get into heavy content mode and I'm writing and stuff, yeah, I mean, I'm just listening to brain.fm because I can't handle words either, because I'm like, my head's going everywhere. Okay, I'm gonna write that one down.
See, guys, this is like real time. This is how you discover things about your spouse. Married 24 years, having a conversation about what the six pillars are gonna look like for next year. Tony wants worship playing and I'm like, yeah, I can't handle the words. And all of a sudden now there's a different strategy that'll happen in next year in our house because we've been able to share that. And it's not conflict, it's solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So the,
can I just say one more thing? We're flowing. This isn't set in stone.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back on these. We're going to look at them. We'll tighten them up. For others of you, you may be like, this is good. And for others of you, you may want to put some detail. Like, when we're talking about physical intimacy and it's kissing, well, what does that mean? Like, what can I do? Like, what? These are the questions that we're going to continue to be asking each other. Here's the thing. If you don't have it set in stone by the first of the year, it's okay. This is a work in progress. Marriage is a journey. Like, some of these you may just put down there and you may not even look at them until June of next year. It's okay,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to look at other intimacies and go, you know, we really need to address this one right now. Like, we need to address financial intimacy. We got some debt we need to get out of. We got some issues we got to deal with. We got some past due bills. Like, we got to hit this thing head on. And other ones, like physical intimacy, you're just sort of like, yeah, you guys want to kiss each other. So what? Like, I got it. I'm just saying that's one of those things where it just allows us to see where we're at. So yeah, let's go on to recreational intimacy.
For me this year, I would like to have one date a month where we're not actually talking about business.
Well, I would say to do that, then that date also means that phones need to be put away, because if not, then lo and behold, you'll open up your phone and something will come in and then you'll start telling me about all this stuff. And I'm like, well, I thought we were just on a date.
So I have to ask, am I the only one that opens up her phone on date night?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Stop.
Open up mine because you open up yours.
I'm just saying, I think, and partly just because 2020 has looked the way 2020 has looked, but I want us to date again, like really intentionally date one another. And I know I have a role, like this is not, I am not pointing any fingers. I'm just saying,
are you going to help plan some?
Absolutely. Okay. And this is totally owning this, you guys. 2020 has been a year where I got really lax, partly because, again, California, stuff's open, stuff's not open. You can go to the beach. You can't, like, we literally ride a roller coaster on a daily basis here. And so I know I was just kind of, in a lot of ways, just sort of throwing up my hands and saying, whatever. And I share that because it's doing shows like this that remind me that there are areas where I need to recalibrate and get intentional again. And so that's my commitment to you, to get back in that groove, because I know as I look back on 2020 that I dropped the ball. I wasn't intentional. And I don't know if it was a weariness. I don't know what it was. I think it was a combination of factors, and I'm not making excuses. I'm owning the fact that I didn't, and I'm making a commitment to you that in 2021 that will change.
And when I look at our recreational intimacy, I think it's one of those things where trying new things, that's what's really coming to me when I think about our recreational intimacy. What is it that we can try and do together? What's something fun we can maybe learn together that neither of us knows? I'm just sort of going down that road where it's very easy for us to just go, oh, well, we know how to do this, so let's just go do that. Where getting outside of that comfort zone and really going after something new is where really what's been stirring for this intimacy for me. I don't know what that is yet, and so we'll have to discuss and look at that and what does that look like.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of doing something like this, you know, at any point in time in the year. You know, you guys can, if you're listening to this in June, right? Because we know people are constantly having new people jump into the one family. Download the worksheet, the planner, and do it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where you're starting, just start. Mm-hmm. Right. The final intimacy is sexual intimacy.
We leave the best for last.
You know. So, Mr. DiLorenzo.
Miss Elisa. sexual intimacy. You know, this one for me still is where it's been for however many years. I mean, continue the intimacy lifestyle and do a sex challenge. We do those two things, I'm more than happy. In this area of our lives, because I think in it we do always discuss, talk, bring in new ideas, toys, lubes. Those all just sort of come around. Mm-hmm. I mean, new positions. I mean, all that sort of just comes underneath the umbrella of continuously doing our intimacy lifestyle, which I'm going to just tell all of you, we've actually changed our days, which will be in a future episode. We're going to talk about why we switched that up and everything, but we did make some adjustments to our intimacy lifestyle in 3 months ago, and we've just been, has it been 2 or 3 months now?
Probably, I think only two.
Only 2 months now. Yeah. And we just made some changes there, which have been so beneficial for us. But that's what I would say for me, you know.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm feeling the need to up the ante. Again, we haven't discussed this. This is all real time. Okay. I'd like to do a second challenge next year.
Like two challenges?
Like 2 7-day challenges.
Well, why don't we just do like 1 30-day?
This is why we need to discuss.
Okay.
I don't know. We haven't, I'm just throwing it out there. I think it's because for me, this last 7-day challenge, which we shared with you all last week, this one was different. I felt you know, maybe it was just because we did it on the fly. I'm not sure what it was, but this one really impacted me. And I felt like we were so much closer at the end of it that that I want more of that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so we need to determine if it's a 7 day, if it's 214 day, what, like whatever, I'm open.
Oh, I am too.
But I feel like maybe twice a year.
Okay.
Let's see if we can make it happen twice a year.
That works.
It works.
All right, you guys. Well, there's the start. That's how you're going to kickstart your new year. I mean, we did that in 20 minutes, roughly. So, again, we're done right now. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, everything's written down. We're not going to, like, once we turn off the microphones and get off this episode, it's not like we're going to sit down and talk about it more. We're gonna sit down and go, the next thing we're going to do is like, okay, let's just get another date on the calendar and just flush these out. Boom, print them out. Put it somewhere, do whatever you want, have it available so you can look at it, you can see it. Maybe throughout the year you're gonna cross things off because you accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
You may add some things on together as the year goes through. It's okay. But this is what happens when you look at the new year and you go, you know what? We got this. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make our marriage extraordinary this year. We are going to jump and just go for it. Because guess what? Those who go after it are going to see results.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get all frustrated if you don't hit it 100%. If you don't make it, you're not going to hit it because you don't even know it. Man, if you get 70, 80, 90% by the end of 2021, think about where your marriage is going to be. That's what we're going to be pressing in for you as we jump into this next year together. We're truly honored and blessed to have each and every one of you part of the One family. And we are excited as we jump into 2021. Hashtag, what can I do? You guys have a great celebration as you start your new year, and we will catch you next week. Love you guys.